19th of August, with Jonathan, Robert, Azita, Sukin, Sarah, Venerable Dhammanandu, Peter and Ivan. I'm always interested to hear more about the presently arising dhammas because, as I understand it, this is what the task is. And I'm wondering if you can say anything about the development of understanding of the presently arising dhammas.
Yeah, I think that if there is no understanding from hearing, it's impossible to develop right understanding of whatever is now appearing. For example, whisper object, it's now appearing. If there is no understanding of the true nature of that which appears now, it's impossible to develop the understanding of what Buddha just said about visible object. Because it doesn't seem like visible object, it seems like people and things. But right. Actually, what is seen is that which can be seen, arising and falling away too.
What is the difference between understanding a visible object and seeing people and things?
There is always idea of the seeing as something is seen. But actually, if there is no visible object, there cannot be any idea about anything at all. So one has to understand what is real and what is just concept about what is seen. What is true, people and thing, or reality which can be seen.
We can understand conceptually that people and things are not the real visible object, mm-hmm. but does that help us to see directly what visible object is?
Otherwise, how can Panya understand reality if there is no understanding of whatever is now appearing? Because there is always idea about everything which is experienced, like story, flowers, the world, the story of the world.
As I understand it, these ideas are thinking that follow the moment of experiencing mm-hmm. visible
yeah.
object.
So fast and so unknown.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's no way we can stop that thinking.
No, it's not trying to stop. No one can do that at all. No one can change the way the world is or the realities are, succeeding one moment to another moment. Mm. But the understanding can begin to develop from now on, to have some understanding about the true nature of reality and the concept.
And this understanding of the true nature of reality, how is it developed?
Without Satipatthana is impossible, because we can talk all the time about things and people and the world and the business and everything. But what about the understanding of nature, like seeing itself or visible itself? Otherwise, one cannot understand what Buddha taught at all, because he wouldn't teach like the others about concept of reality only. But since he had experienced directly the true nature of realities, that's why he taught everyone to understand reality as it is, as not self, beyond control, arising and falling away. Because now it seems like everything is permanent, right or wrong.
Right or wrong, that would be wrong according to mm-hmm. the
yeah.
teaching, but that's the way it seems to us.
So one can see what is right understanding and what is wrong understanding.
Although some people say that they have a full understanding of impermanence, they don't think of things as being
yes,
permanent.
But how to have such understanding? To say that it's the perfect understanding about realities.
We all know as Buddhists, we know that everything is impermanent. It's not hard for me to think this is just atoms and it's impermanent and I will die and everything is impermanent. Mm-hmm. So I know everything is impermanent, but that's only thinking. It's not really the Buddhist understanding of impermanence.
And it's still you who know exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by it's you?
All the time, I think,
I know
it's that it's not permanent. Mm-hmm. It's I who knows.
So it's still self-view.
Right. Mm. Otherwise, not difficult at all. to understand reality, just thinking that everything is not permanent, not self.
The idea that everything is permanent is very deep, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to go back to that question I asked yesterday about the 10 imperfections that arise when Panya is developing. And you said that they only arise for the moment. I was reading over it again this morning, and I guess it's a case of just seeing everything as even that development of Panya, I was seeing it as a permanent thing, Panya that's permanent. But thinking about what you said, that most things we read, we must read it with the idea that it isn't a self and that it doesn't last.
When we are reading or listening, it's the developing of understand whether what is read is true or not. Not just have something in mind that I would be like this while I'm reading or listening. But at that moment, it's not you. They are citta and cetasikas at that very moment performing their functions. The more one hears about different realities, the more one can see that each one cannot be taken for self. Like thinking is conditioned. We don't have to prepare to think. Impossible. At that moment of thinking about preparing, that is conditioned again.
When we know something at an intellectual level about dhammas, the five khandhas, or the all, as in the Samyutta Nikaya of the Ayatanas, is the development of understanding then the understanding of these realities? And how does understanding arise without a dhamma being chosen or selected?
Are you sure to know Ayatana by choosing?
No, I'm saying, how does it arise without choosing?
So you because think that it can be chosen?
Of course, from our discussions, I think it cannot be chosen.
Right.
So I'm asking how Panya arises and takes an object without the object being selected or chosen.
At this moment, do you select to hear?
No.
See?
No.
Think?
No.
So sati arises and performs its function.
Just like that?
Just like that. All dhammas are anatta.
Right.
If there is the idea of atta, one cannot have the understanding of reality because one thinks that there is atta who can do.
So if selection is not the condition for panya to arise, what are the conditions for panya to arise or sati?
24 pajya.
24 pajya?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For example, if the sound does not arise and it's not impinged on the ear base, can citta experience that?
No.
If citta does not arise, it does not experience sound, how can one know that sound is like this? Like the moment when hearing hears it.
That's what I thought John was getting at. What about concepts?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the effect of panya?
Of thinking.
Can there be panya with...
Right,
thinking?
At this moment, it's the only understanding the story of reality, not the nature of reality which arises and falls away.
How can we be sure that it is panya?
Okay. If there is the idea of something permanent, right or wrong, that is not panya.
You're talking about right conceptual understanding?
Yes.
And how can you be sure there is right conceptual understanding?
If that is a level of understanding, we can be just thinking a certain way and coming to a conclusion.
But there can be right thinking or wrong thinking.
So the thinking is either with panya or without panya. So there is a difference. But if there's no panya, one will not know the difference.
Right. Because Achan was saying the 24 conditions is what brings about panya.
Brings about the arising of realities, uncontrollable, whether it's panya or not.
It seems to me that all other forms of kusala arise naturally in a day, but insight knowledge doesn't arise naturally in a day. If we didn't ever hear the Dhamma in a lifetime, there'd be no development of insight knowledge in that lifetime.
But after hearing, can it arise naturally?
It can, but does it arise?
Natural, as natural after hearing.
Right.
It's like other realities, no difference.
So Kim, you said you wanted to ask more about the paramis, but you were too shy.
Oh, you really?
Can this moment be Panya Barami, the moment when there is understanding about what we are saying? And there's also Virya Barami, and Kanti Barami, Metta Barami, Ubekha Barami, Satya Barami, Adhidhana Barami.
Now?
Otherwise, when will it be?
Can Kusala or Samatha condition Barami?
What is Barami?
Is development of some Kusala Dhammas, certain Kusala.
Which can?
Which supports the development of Panya.
Conditioned right understanding of reality and realize the Four Noble Truths.
So how does it work during those lifetimes when there is no teachings?
Can there be understanding of reality at that moment?
Not without teachings.
So it's the accumulation of kusala.
So it still works, but apparently not without hearing the teachings.
Akusala and akusala moments are accumulated and
right,
it works its way.
But some are just sat barami, as you say.
Yeah. All good deeds, all good moments.
What's sat?
Sat means when it's...
It's not barami at that moment, but it will support.
But it's supporting.
Yeah.
But yesterday, didn't you say that if there has been some development of Satipatthana, it can condition some understanding, for example, in heavenly realms, even when there is no teaching?
For those who have developed, they can continue, by accumulation.
By accumulation, yeah. Even though there's no teaching.
For example, today we're here, and tomorrow, who knows? And it's like wake up from a dream,
yes.
And there can be moments of understanding succeeding from previous accumulation. So it depends on how great Panya has developed to the degree that it can arise by conditions like Vipassana, things like that.
So if it has developed to that degree, it can continue to develop even if there is no Buddha sasana.
Previous life, if there is no arising of Vipassana, can we say that without any hearing there can be understanding of the path?
If there's no understanding,
so it belongs to the degree of Panya.
So it has to have been up to Vipassana Jnana.
It belongs to the degree of Panya.
So are you saying that any kusala can be the development of Parami?
Otherwise, what's the benefit of kusala?
That means outside the religion, sasana, there can also be development.
How long we know that we'll be in samsara when there is no right understanding? And kusala is kusala, it's accumulated, and akusala is akusala, it's accumulated.
So what real significance is there about panya, if there's a moment of satipatthana to know the moment, for example, metta, that is the development of parami?
That person will be good person. In that aspect.
And what about without Panya?
Without Panya, anyone can be a good person without Panya.
And would that be the development of Barami?
Again, Barami again. So very worry about Barami. What about no understanding? Can it lead to the realization of realities right now? Then you have to think about it. Otherwise, you won't do any good deeds because it's not Barami? Or what?
Otherwise, I will not state that only Buddhists are developing Barami.
And what is Buddhist?
Someone who understands the Dhamma.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
So, it is true that any kusala can be part of the development of Barami.
When there is Panya later. Otherwise, without Panya at all, can all the good deeds be Barami when there is no understanding at all?
That's what I'm asking.
Good deeds is good deeds.
It's not Barami.
Without Panya.
Without Panya, it's not Barami.
And why do we mind much about it, whether it's Barami or not Barami?
Oh no, it's a point some people make, and they say that it is Barami regardless whether there is panya or not.
So we don't have to develop panya.
Yes, I can understand that in relation to development of panya, panya is the...
What about just develop panya and don't mind about parami?
I'm more interested in developing understanding. But I'd like to know the mechanism, because... So
you say what about developing understanding and not minding about parami, and yet the teachings do stress a lot on the development of the parami and all the supporting.
So when it's interested because it's stressed like that? Or when there is no panya, why not develop panya on and on?
I think when panya develops, it sees more and more the value and importance of these other qualities.
So
like
just develop panya. All parami as well.
We'll take care of ourselves.
May I ask a question? This is a question that's been put to me recently about the case of a sotapan who dies and is reborn as a human. How much of the wisdom and the attributes of the sotapanna that he developed in his former life will be present right from the beginning? For example, even as a baby in his next life, will he have the sila that's pleasing to Aryans and the unshakable confidence in the three jewels? Will he be very different to other babies?
Yes, but I haven't seen any example for sotapanna was born in human realm. It's possible, but no example yet.
Right. Yeah. In the ticket, they don't list anyone who was born that way, even though they talk about the theoretical possibility of They say Saka one day will be born possibly as a human in a future aeon maybe, but there's no example in the scriptures. There is a commentary that says that in this case, that even though he wouldn't know he was a sotapanna, he would still not, as a child, he wouldn't kill an ant or anything, I think. Something like that. So he has that sila established, actually.
So do you think that he would know he was a sotapanna?
Certainly.
He would know it?
Yeah. So because right understanding is right understanding, and when wrong understanding is completed, eradicated, it cannot arise. No matter when.
And would he know it from the beginning, though? Even when he's lying there and he's...
Suppose he was born. Suppose he was born in this world. Any world. Yeah. When a baby was born, does he know exactly, immediately, what is there? As things, mother and father?
No, normal
plate
babies.
Or rest.
So I'm just wondering if a sotapanna baby is going to be very different.
Yes, but there is banyati, like other children, but no wrong understanding.
The fact that he's eradicated all wrong view doesn't mean that he has right view all the time. There can be moments of thinking without banya. So we don't know when the first citta with banya would arise in our lifetime.
Right. Do you think it would need to be externally triggered in some way? Would it arise from within himself?
Not anymore.
So no external encounter with a Buddhist teacher?
Not anymore.
Not necessarily.
Yes. Otherwise, it's like back to being Putushana. But his life will continue on to be Sakatagami, Anagami, and Arahata.
He might not have the words to think, I am Sotapanna, if he hadn't met a Buddhist teacher, but the understanding is still there.
Yesterday or the day before, Ajahn Suchin was also saying that even at the higher stages of Vipassana Jnanas, that because of that degree of wisdom, that person would either go on to become enlightened in that life, or if it was a sudden death in the immediately following one, which touched a little bit on one of our discussions we had on Sankharupeka Jnanas, and we were discussing a little bit about the crow simile. And I had understood that it related to the Sankharupeka Jnanas, but she thought it related to the Jnanas before that. Do you remember what it relates to?
I thought that it was Sankharupeka Jnana, but I could be wrong, I'd have to check. The crow keeps flying around, and the land, that would be the path, isn't it?
That's right.
But if it doesn't find the path, it doesn't find Magga, then it goes back to Sankharupeka, which is the ship. That's how I remember it, but I could have to check.
That's what I thought, that her understanding or reading of the text was that it actually referred to the stages up to that level when the understanding is not so firm or firmly destined, but by the time it's Sankharopeka Jnana, it's completely firm and has to follow on to Gotrabhu and Marga Jnana's